Fuck. I can't stop thinking about him. It's been how long since our last encounter? Knowing that I stuffed him full, made him walk around with my cum inside him all day long. Oh, I can't help but get giddy remembering it. How embarrassing it would have been. Maybe it even humiliated him. He deserved it for being so horny and giving in to me. It's his fault for being so damn sexy and irresistible to me. No human has ever made me act up like this before. I think. God damn it. Am I really in love with him? I'm so stupid. A vampire in love with a human? What's the point? He'll never want to turn just for me. I can't exactly condemn him to eternal life forever. This is so fucked. Maybe I can just think about something else and not his perfect lips wrapped around my cock. God damn it, I need him. I'm sure I can text someone to tell me where his house is. I'm sure a booty call won't upset him, right? I did kind of accidentally condition him not to touch without my permission. Oops. That one's on me. So, he'd be bursting for relief. Don't panic. It's me. There you are, and you're awake. Good boy for not making any noise. I know it's late, so let's make sure we're nice and quiet. Wouldn't want anyone figuring out that I'm here, right? So shh. Let me just cuddle up to you. See? No tricks. Nothing bad going on. Just relax, Remy. I've been thinking a lot about you. I couldn't sleep tonight, actually. I hate to be so direct, but you've been on my mind a lot recently. With the things we've done together, I've been quite a bit of a menace towards you. I think that's fair to say, but is it wrong of me to assume you loved it? Does having me behind you in bed, having my tits pressed against your back and crotch against your butt get you a little excited? Maybe I could reach around to test the waters. Hard already. Have you been good for me and not touched yourself since our last encounter? Oh, that's what I like to see. That's a reward already for such good behavior. I'm sure you won't mind me slipping my hand down your boxers and holding onto your length. So stiff for me. I'm just going to move my hand up and down slowly and keep jerking you off at this teasing pace. Just let yourself drift into the pleasure. I have something I want to say about what's going on between us. I want you. I really want you. But there's an issue. You know, there's something a little different about me. I'm not quite living and breathing like you. Tell me, what do you know of vampires? Yes, the living forever kind. You're getting it right. Remember how I kind of cast a spell on you? How you couldn't resist me? Kind of how you can't resist my touch right now. Did you find it odd if I told you that was a bonus, shall I say, of being a vampire? Would you believe me? Would it put you on edge if I said to you right now that I'm a vampire? That you've got a vampire in your bed right now. Not wanting your blood, but instead to use you, to make you feel good, to make you come. You seemed incredibly accepting of me our very first night together. In fact, you took my girl cock like a champ. That's what drew me towards you. Even if you think it's wrong and naughty, you couldn't resist my body. You couldn't resist me. Hypnosis only lets you do things you want to do deep down inside. I just relaxed you to the point that you sucked me off. It's been so long since you've had any release, right? So why don't we make each other feel good and special tonight? Maybe you even get turned on if you know that you're my prey. That there's nothing you can do to fight back. You just have to accept what happens. Turn around for me. That's right, face me. Now be a good boy and unbutton my shirt. I think this is the first time you've had a proper look at them. You like how round yet perky my boobs are, huh? So close to your face. Lie down against me. I'm gonna keep stroking you off and you get to suck on my fat tits, alright? Oh, that's right. Oh, your lips are so gentle. You're making me feel good. I'm getting excited down there because of you. Oh, just keep sucking on them like the good boy you are. I'm not used to talking like this, but I want you, and not in the sense of sexually. I want to own you, to mark you as mine and have you completely submit to me. I want you to completely give in to me. Do you understand? I want to be with you, to be in a relationship. You have you as my partner, whatever it is. I have an incredibly strong desire to be with you. I can treat you how you want. You can be my little horny boy sucking on your vampire tummy mommy's titties. I can look after you in a way that no one else has before. Doesn't it sound good to be with me? I can meet all of your needs. I can fulfill all of your perverted wants and desires. Nothing you can say will surprise me. I have been living a lot longer than you. I'm aware of it all. And I won't judge you either. I simply want you to have the best life with me. It's selfish, I know, to ask, but I'm obsessed with you. I haven't been able to get you out of my head since. You are so inexperienced, but I could mold you to exactly what I want and exactly to what you need to be. There's just one thing. That's our mortality difference. Let me climb up on top of you like this. How does it look having my fat dick dangle in front of your mouth? Your lips are already glistening with spit. Why don't you be useful and lick and suck me softly? In return, I can take you deep, but with a catch. I get to start stretching your ass out for me. Oh, you twitched. Did it excite you to know that I want to bury my length in you again? Fill you with my cum once more? You are yearning for it, don't lie. Let me lick your ass to get it all wet for my fingers. Mm-hmm. Claire, I don't want to give you too much lube. I know you like it rough and sore with me. Now to plunge in one finger. And then to take this beautiful cock of yours down my throat. Now tell me, would you ever want to be like me? I'm asking you this seriously. I know it's a lot when I'm applying pressure in your ass, but try to focus on me, darling, alright? You're making me feel good too with those lips wrapped around me. Remember, you do not have to take it deep or anything. I just want you to get lost in the pleasure of having your cock sucked and your ass filled. Do you think you can take two fingers now, I have stretched you to three at least. Unless you really want it rough tonight. You can decide later. Just think, do you want to be like me? Live forever together? Anything you want and it's yours, I will spoil you rotten just like I am now. Your ass is so greedily swallowing up my fingers. I cannot wait to get inside of you. You're such a good boy for listening to my instructions and preparing for what I want to do to you. So what do you say, human? What are your concerns about being a vampire? Joining the undead? Oh, well, if that's the case, why don't you lie on your back for me, with your legs spread in the air, like a bitch in heat? God, you are breathtaking. You are so obedient for me. Now let me lean against you. Can you feel my tip right against your entrance? Good. I'll be keeping it there to apply pressure, because when I push all the way in, I'm gonna bite your neck and turn you. I will warn you, darling. It burns at first, but then it starts to feel good the more you relax into it. Ironically enough, it'll be the same for your hole. You ready? Look me in the eyes and ask me to turn you. This is your choice, not mine, sweetie. You have made me so happy saying those words. I'll turn you now. Take a deep breath for me. Oh God, your blood is delicious. Oh my God, how much I've missed being inside of you. You took my full length and I've hardly warmed you up properly. Your body is literally begging for it. Let me hold your cock in my hand, slowly move it while I thrust into you. I'm so gentle when I'm jerking you off, aren't I? Oh, it's so overwhelming. I know everything's happening at once, but I am here for you, okay? I love you. Everything will be okay in the end. Just let it take over you. You're mine, all mine. You are all mine. You belong to me. I own you. My precious little thrall becomes my dedicated little slut. Oh, let me just hold you, touch you, feel you for what you are. You want to submit. You want to be all mine. You'll be with me forever. I'll love you in a way no one has before. You're safe. Together forever in life and death. Let my venom course through your veins. Become one with me. Let it take over. Oh, my gorgeous little plaything. I think you're ready for me to speed up now. Your little cock is drooling. You're so eager, you can't stop yourself from leaking, huh? God, I love the taste of you. Everything about you is just... stop being so perfect, would you? Oh, my goodness, I'd almost feel bad for stuffing you so deep, stretching that tight hole of yours and mercilessly giving it to you, but those moans and whimpers that escape every so often from your soft lips, oh, how it spurs me on. I bet you like how loud I get. I'd proclaim to the whole world, if I could, that you are the best little cock drainer I have ever come across. You can take so much, can't you? It all goes into your head, making you calm-brained and ready for more. I wonder if I could ever break you. What would it take, huh? Me leaning over you and looking all over your face and ears, maybe?
You do like being degraded. That shade of pink that appears on your face gets me every time. Now let me tongue all over you.
Such a pathetic slut. Let's see if I can tighten my grip while I rail you, huh? Oh yeah, you like that? But wait, I said I wanted to break you, right? So you're gonna come without me even touching you? Your whole swallowing me up with each thrust perfectly pressuring your prostate, and you're gonna come from that stimulation alone? Oh really? So now you're vocal? You want to be touched now, huh? You're adorable when you beg, you know that? Even calling me mistress unprompted? Oh, how I have you trained so well. Next, you'll be begging me to collar you and make you my sex slave. Oh, now that is an idea. Sometimes I even surprise myself. What's that? You're close. Oh, did that almost send you over the edge at the thought of being subjected to my whims? In that case, why don't I keep pounding into your pussy and tell you what I want to do to you?
I envision tying you up, putting an eye mask on you so all of your senses are heightened for me, and to mercilessly etch you. Every time you're just about to release, I'll stop and laugh and mock you. You'd be subjected to it for as long as I'm entertained by your pleading. Or what about really stretching you? The more you can stuff inside that tight ass of yours, the better. I want you to be shaped by me, walking around with butt plugs in for me, so at any moment I could bend you over my knee, take the plug out and plunge my fingers deep into you. Two fingers, three, four, then down to my knuckles. Oh yes, that sounds like fun to me. Oh, but wait, there's a lot of people I would love to introduce to you. I'm thinking of parading you around naked, on your hands and knees, for everyone to see my prize. You can even like the boots and the high heels of my girlfriends. They'll have a lot of fun with you, my little slut. Huh?
Oh, fuck that look in your face. When you bite your lip like that. Oh my god. Just holding it together as best as you can. Oh, I hope you're ready to come. I really do. Because I'm getting so fucking close because of you. Oh my god, okay, I'm about to breed that boy ass of yours. So get fucking ready. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Good fucking slut. That's right, drain me. Every last fucking drop going inside you. Come lay into my arms. That was a really intense session, wasn't it? Oh, but you did so well. I am so proud of you. Calm down, okay? I can't believe that you joined me. I love you so, so much. I know we don't know each other that well, but words cannot explain how excited I am to spend our lives together. You're perfect for me. I hope in turn I can be perfect for you, darling. I have never felt more drained in my life, though. And that's coming from a vampire. I don't know about you, but I think I'll be satisfied for the next few days at least. There's so much I have to teach you about being undead. So much to learn together. But alas, I think resting should be your number one priority. I can get you all cleaned up while you snooze. Alright, honey? You are going to be well looked after. You have my word. Anything you so desire, and it's yours. Anything you want, and I'll make it happen.